Welcome to session two of the Christian Leaders Institute mini course titled, We Are Ambassadors for Christ. In this session, we consider Jesus' relationship with the Heavenly Father as being a relationship of an ambassador being sent to this earth on behalf of his Father in the heavenly kingdom. We're going to look at several scriptures in the Gospel of John where Jesus Christ refers to his relationship with the Father as one in which he was sent to this earth on the Father's behalf. We begin in John 4:34, where Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. In John 5:22-23, For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. John 5:24, Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. John 5:30, I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. John 5:36, But I have a greater witness than John's, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do, bear witness of me, that the Father has sent me. John 5:37-38, And the Father himself who sent me has testified of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his form, but you do not have his word abiding in you, because whom he sent, him you do not believe. John 6:28-29, Then they said to him, What shall we do that we may work the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. John 6:38-39, For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. John 6:40, And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. John 6:44, No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. John 6:57, As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. John 7:16, Jesus answered them and said, My doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. John 7:18, He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. John 7:28-29, Then Jesus cried out as he taught in the temple, saying, You both know me, and you know where I am from, and I have not come of myself, but he who sent me is true, whom you do not know, but I know him, for I am from him, and he sent me. John 7:33, Then Jesus said to them, I shall be with you a little while longer, and then I go to him who sent me. John 8:16-18, And yet if I do judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I am with the Father who sent me. I am one who bears witness of myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness of me. John 8:26, I have many things to say and to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I heard from him. John 8:29, And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. John 8:42, Jesus said to them, If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. John 9:4, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. John 11:42, And I know that you always hear me, because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. John 12:44-45. Then Jesus cried out and said, "He who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me." John 12:49. "For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command what I should say and what I should speak." John 13:20. "Most assuredly I say to you, he who receives whomever I send receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me." John 14:24. "He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me." John 15:21. "But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me." John 16:5. "But now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?'" John 17:3. "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." John 17:8. "For I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me." John 17:20-21. "I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me." John 17:23. "I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them as you have loved me." And John 17:25, "O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me." What did the Father send Jesus Christ to the earth to accomplish? Well, he sent him to save us. In 1 John 4:14, the Apostle John writes, "And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world." Jesus Christ was also sent to this earth to give life. In John 10:10, we read Jesus saying, "I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Jesus Christ was also sent to this earth to reconcile humankind to God. In 2 Corinthians 5:17-18, we read, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ." And the Apostle John tells us in 1 John 3 that Jesus Christ was sent to this earth to destroy the works of the devil. We read in verse 8, "The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil." Jesus Christ, sent to this earth as an ambassador of the Father. And in the next session, we'll explore why that relationship is important to understand in understanding our role as an ambassador of Jesus Christ.